Hey guys, it's Abdul for our good friends over at Leon Taylor. You know the address, 809 North Delaware, downtown Annapolis. Well, you probably heard Leon Taylor closing down at the end of February. Larry and Norm are calling it a day after 120 years in business. Not Larry and Norm, they're in their 80s, not 120 years old. They're closing up shop, so be sure to swing on by. Thank them for all their great service here in the Annapolis area and pick up something, whether it's new tie, new suit, new shirt, new blouse, you name it. Also, they still got lots of coats too, because it's still a little chill out here because, hey, it's still February. So plenty of time before Leon Taylor closes down at the end of the month, so be sure to swing by. Leon Tailoring, 809 North Delaware in downtown Indianapolis.
We're good?
Yep. So, Mayor, I mean, you ran on a position of fiscal responsibility. You ran on zero-based budgeting. Is there anything in Carmel's budget you'd be able to trim in order to meet this?
Well, I think the challenge that we have is trying to meet our residents' expectations who have moved to Carmel for what they call, in their own words, a safe, clean, and beautiful community. They moved here because they want to know that they can put their kids out on the front porch and not worry about something happening to them. They know that they moved to Carmel because they wanted to put a business in that they could grow. They have roads that are safe and clean. So I think the challenge is how do we drive our budget down? And this proposal would be $26.1 million or 27% of our general fund budget, while at the same time managing the expectations of why people chose Carmel in the first place.
Madam Mayor, you bring up an interesting point, because you talk about people moved to Carmel for the services, but the services had to be paid for. And the thing about property taxes, no, the land has to pay for the benefit that it received. You think it's kind of sort of ironic that what do you think about that?
Well, I'm not sure what you're asking there, Abdul.
I guess my question is, are property taxes sort of six in one hand, half dozen in the other? Nobody likes them, but they're necessary.
Clearly, there has to be a balance between the services that we provide and making sure that they get the value for the cost that they have to pay. We pride ourselves in Carmel of overvaluing, providing high-quality services for what they have to pay. We've got one of the lowest tax rates in the state of Indiana, and we want to keep it that way. We have always made hard decisions about what we want to invest in for our businesses and for our residents, and we'll continue to do that. I will never say we're against property tax reform because it's a good thing for everybody, but it's how do we do that and still maintain the services that people deserve and expect, and frankly haven't invested in for years. Our road infrastructure, we have 75% of that is paid by the locals in Carmel, and then grants are the other balance. So these are bonds that we pay that our previous constituents have overwhelmingly supported us putting into place. So it's a balance and a tough one. I welcome the challenge. I welcome local accountability in this. But again, I did run on a promise of fiscal responsibility, but also making sure we provide a high quality of life that Carmel's known for, and frankly, Central Indiana is known for as well.
Yes or no, would
right now, how would it impact your guys' budget and the services that you provide?
As currently written, it would negatively impact our budget by $26.1 million or 27% reduction. That is going to impact every single service we offer. It would be a dissatisfier when it comes to building inspection, fence permitting, public safety, you name it. Every single thing would have to be touched. I think we can find a balance that doesn't in particular impact public safety. We are already in Carmel, a growing community, so we're already two fire stations short, and we just approved another $800,000 last night at City Council, thanks to the City Council, to add another ambulance on the west side to improve our response time in transporting people to the hospital. So it'd be drastic cuts, and we look forward to future conversation where we can make some changes to this bill that would not have as great an impact.
In the governor's state of the state last week, and even in the committee today, there's been conversation about cities and local governments need to do more with less. What kind of message do you take away from that coming from state officials and lawmakers here, given what you already do in your community?
Well, I think anytime I hear someone say, you need to do more with less, it's just a challenge. It's a challenge to raise the bar higher, which is what we're already talking with our city staff about. In fact, we just did that the last 2 weeks in all team meetings, saying we're going to have to do things better for the right reason that provide more value for our community. So I'll take the challenge, but I also want to balance there so we don't devastate our community and what we're known for.
One thing the mayor of Terre Haute, Brandon, mentioned a few minutes ago, I'd love to get your thoughts on this, is in a way to sort of reduce the property tax burden by moving to sort of a fee for services, like inspections, that's sort of not paid for with property taxes paid for by the building construction person, by the homeowner. Is that something Carmel has looked at?
We already have fees for certain services, especially in the Department of Community Services and building inspection world. So that's nothing new. We might have to look at increasing those fees, which again is a tax on homeowners. So technically, effectively, more of a user tax per se. But I think we have to be very creative in how we do less with more. How we pick and choose what quality we want to let suffer, so to speak, and if we have to raise rates on different fees. And none of those are particularly appealing. We've worked really hard, as evidenced by livability.com's rating as number one best place to live in the country, of providing a quality of life that's unmatched across the city and state and country, and we want to make sure we uphold that. That's our goal.
Is there a disconnect between what you guys are trying to communicate to lawmakers and what lawmakers are expecting you to do?
No, I don't believe so. I think it's just a conversation. I welcome the opportunity to educate our senators and our representatives on how cities function, in particular how counties function. And I'm welcome to learn more about their goals and what they're trying to establish. We're all in it for the same reason, to serve our residents, to serve Hoosiers, and create an incredible quality of life for anyone to move here or stay here. So I don't think there's a disconnect. We just have to have a continued conversation.
Have you been able to speak with Governor Braun personally about your concerns?
Not since this tax bill has been filed.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.